फ्रेंड्स, इन्वेस्टमेंट मैनेजमेंट पार्ट टू इज द सब्जेक्ट दैट वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट दिस. दिस इन्वेस्टमेंट मैनेजमेंट बुक सिलेबस इज प्रिपेयर्ड बाय मी एंड इट इज मेंट फॉर योर स्टडी ऑफ PGDBM. बिफोर वी स्टार्ट, लेट मी इंट्रोड्यूस माई सेल्फ. माई नेम इज अबासाहेब चौहान. I am a professional banker. Around 47 years of the banking I have. Almost all the fields of the banking I have extensive work experience. And by virtue of that, the institute has asked me to develop this program of on investment management for you people. By the name, you will understand that this is something different than normal subjects that you are studying, because it has got many complications too. And it is true that it is something different program or different topic or different syllabus itself. So this investment management name itself indicates that what are the avenues for the investment for the individual, corporate, companies and other entities, those who are having surplus saving or surplus funds. Taking into consideration the chapters, around 13 chapters, 12 or 13 chapters are there in this book. These chapters are divided in such a manner that at the end of our discussion, you will be thorough professional on investment banking or investment management. In earlier book, the basic information was given. That was also written by me. Okay, the investment management part one. And this is an extended version of investment management part one. So remaining chapters and complex chapters are added into this management program, investment management program, which I feel you will like it, you will understand it easily. And I have made it very simple, and I am presenting to you in layman's language so that there will be no difficulty in understanding. So with this small introduction about the subject, let us start our discussion on this investment management part 2. The chapter 1 is as it is. It is an introduction to the investment management, in which I have taken a large overview. That is why this chapter is a little bit larger. A large overview of the investment management. What has happened in the past, how it's originated, what is investment management means, what is investment mean, what is saving means, how to make money out of it, what are the risk factors, all these things and avenues finally to invest. That is, overview is taken. No doubt, a separate chapters are designed for each and every subtopics, and that is also we are going to discuss. So in this chapter, chapter number 1, introduction to the investment manager, what we are going to discuss? A little from start only. First, we have to understand the difference between the savings and investing, which will be followed by why investment should be there, what is objective, and what are the types or nature of investment, and where this investment can be made, that is the opportunities. It is not so easy. There are so many factors affecting it for the investment. Risk factors, I mean to say. And then after investment or during the investment, during this voyage or during this traveling of investment right from beginning to withdrawal of the investment, there are various stages, like, and people are, or brokers are trying to make the undue advantage, take the undue advantage by means of speculation, that is speculating the price, and gambling. It is simply gambling. And that is the reason why we have to clearly understand the investment risk. Then coming down to understand little bit about the foreign entities or foreign individual to invest in certain areas of investment and manage their portfolio. That is a portfolio management. And for that purpose, there are broker community or there are institutions which act as an advisor to the foreign entity or foreign or NRI, non-resident Indians. These about these entities also we will have a little bit overview. And finally, we conclude the first chapter with the recent trend. What has happened very recently in investment management portfolio? Okay, so this is what we are going to cover. Now, let us start our discussion with the introduction. Now, as you know, investment means it comes of money. If you have money, you can save it, you can invest it. That means there are two angles. One is a saving and second one is investment. Our wants or requirements are also increasing. Lifespan is also increased. And there are various opportunities also for the human being or people to investment. Lot of opportunities are made available. So everything is increased. Everything is expanded. So, there must be an essential tool to proper invest or keep your money and get the proper returns. At the same time, you should get a proper return and also for your, you can also secure your future earning. A common person can, without thinking, can invest. I mean, to invest means investing. He is under impression that I am keeping my money in savings account. And he thinks that it is investment. But according to the investment management principle, it's investment saving. Keeping money in saving is not an investment. Good investors are able also do not just work hard to earn the money and deposit into the savings account, but also think that his money should work for him and give the returns or give the profit. So, the good investors are also able to maintain their financial stability, take care about themselves, and in case of financial crisis, he will ensure that the risk is covered. Now, let us understand a little bit difference between saving and investing. As I said, people generally keep the money into their saving bank account. Right? And they think that it is my investment. Because anytime he wants, he can withdraw it and utilize it. But remember, saving means the money that remains with you after satisfying your current consumption requirement or current requirement. That means saving is referred to the money you put aside for the future use rather than spending it immediately for the current consumption. Okay? But people are not able to save because even though their income is rising and accompanied by it, when their income is rising, at the same time, expenses are also rising. So, the saving remains the same. Income increases, expenditure proportionately increases. So on one side, when you increase your salary and you keep 1,000 rupees as a balance every month, then your increase, if your salary is increased by, say, up to 5,000, and your expenditure also simultaneously increases up to 4,500. So, proportionately, everything is done. So, what is left out in your hand is the same portion which you used to save earlier. So, that is the saving. That is the saving. Now, saving that way, when expenses are increased, that means saving more money is not immediately possible. So, every individual should have some motive in order to save the meaning of financial goal. It means, if your salary is increased, to increase the portion of the salary, you should not immediately spend. Keep some goal in mind that you may require for your further education some bigger amount, and whatever is increased, you can keep it aside. So, you should have a motive of education and you can save it. There is no hard and fast rule how much money you can save. But as much as possible, that much money you can keep it aside as a saving. The simplest part of saving is that first keep aside some part of your money and the spend the left out. But not the reverse. Means, spend first and whatever is left out, that you keep in your account. No. First you keep it aside and then spend. That is the difference between the saving. Right? Now, the difference and investment I have tabulated in for better understanding. If you look at the first point, the first step to put aside money is for the future use. And in investment, what happens? It is one step ahead. Saved money can be invested somewhere for generating the profit or generating the income for the future. Then saving alone cannot increase your wealth. You can go on saving and put the amount into savings bank account. Money will remain the same. However, investment can increase the wealth. Saving is a part of an income which is not used for the consumption. If you have used, then you cannot save. That is why saving is a part of income and investment results into, whenever you are making investment, that means you are purchasing certain assets or investing in certain movable or immovable goods, and that enhances your saving because the returns will be received from that investment. So, one save by reducing the present consumption, and on investment side, you have to sacrifice the enjoyment of consumption. Otherwise, you will not invest. Saving will remain saving. Excess saving, invest it. So, saving does not generate the income much, but investment is giving you the proper return. Return means it may be positive return or negative returns. It may be profit or sometimes may incur the losses also after investment. Saving is generally intended to meet the financial goals, which is immediate consumption requirement. However, the investment involves the risk diversification. That means different types of instruments are there in market and you can invest in different assets or different maybe investment portfolio, right? That is investment, right? And that it has got a financial goal too. Now, creating the corpus for the investment is the key driving force behind the investment. And in investment, whenever it is invested, the return on investment is the key of the driving force behind the investment. Okay? Similar manner, saving is also a riskless and very safe. Investment involves various kinds of the risk and it's commensurate with the potential to grow over time. It means the dealing with emergent situation in case of your saving and meet the unexpended expenses. That is out of saving. You can't apply the similar principle to your money invested. That means this investment is a long-term investment or maybe sometimes short or medium-term investment also. It is designed to provide the returns. If you decide, after 3 years, I want this much amount to be received by me. So you can devise the strategy to invest in a medium-term investment portfolio. So at the time of maturity of that investment, you will have a good returns from your investment, you will get it. Your money, you will see that it is grown over a period of time. Saving is highly liquid. Anytime you can draw, anytime you can deposit. That means its accessibility to the funds which are saved is very much on higher side. Whereas liquidity, as some time or after few days, may be required for crediting the sale proceeds of redemption. That means immediately it is not available. That kind of liquidity or chances of getting those funds immediately, like saving, is not possible in case of investment. One by one, whatever we have discussed, we are little bit elaborately discussing this now. So first thing is an objective of the investment. What is the objective of investment? Why investment should be done? The financial goals can be achieved by optimizing, by following certain investment objective. And these objectives are four. Number one, safety. Safety of your investment. The safest investments are expected to preserve. And the invested capital, and without worrying about the quantum of the returns. So you need to have the safety first. Now, once you invested in safety funds, then second objective will be the growth. How fast your money is growing. That is why this growth option is aimed to increase the capital with higher return. Increase the capital with higher return. Third one is a liquidity. That means availability of the funds. So liquidity results are in the form of quick conversion of investment into cash without minimum impact on the capital and maturity proceeds. The investment should be in such a manner that you must get at least with a minimum period, maximum liquidity you should have. Fourth one is income stability. Whatever income you are getting after the investment, that income should be stable one. And it should be, and the regularity of the income after taxes should be continued. And you should feel that you are getting the proper return after investment. Then legal safeguard and approval by the law. This is the fifth and the last one, objective, which assures the return of money investment. Because there is a legal protection to the money what you have invested. If you investment in the bank, if you investment in the companies, if you have got little legal protection. But same thing if you are investing to earn more in gambling, there will be no protection for you. you will be losing, you will be earning also sometimes. Many times there are chances. There is a very, very high risk. Very, very high risk is there. Now, we've seen the objective. Now here, what is the basic purpose of investment? We have defined the objective. What is the basic purpose? What is the basic purpose of the objective? And the objective is to identify the path which is needed by the investor to convert a dream into reality. I need to earn every year, say approximately 1 lakh rupees or 2 lakh rupees, other than my saving. This is my objective. Then, for that objective, I need a path to draw it. Every month, how much I have to save and where I have to invest. What return I will be getting. And putting together return and saving, what would be my, after all, the total amount that I will be getting. This calculation must be, there must be a defined path. As an investor, cannot make the clock to go back, but can certainly make a clock investment decision, wise decision, today to make the future better. You cannot say that in past I had a $1 million. That means you are thinking reverse. But you think after 5 years, I will have a $1 million worth, net worth of mine. That is the positive thinking. So positive thinking curtails the expenditure and increases the saving, and out of the saving kitty, you will have the investment opportunity. In the same way, when investor objectives can be fulfilled by selecting the proper investment vehicle to invest. Now, what is this investment vehicle means? Investment vehicle is nothing but in the portfolio or in the where he can invest. That is a vehicle. The company or bank, or it may be mutual fund, or it may be share market, or it may be some other avenues or real estate. If they are investing, these are the vehicles. But it has to be ensured that after investment, these things, there should not be much time for the erosion of money due to the money eating factors. So all, because inflation is increasing, demand, your expenditure is increasing, then what is left out for the saving? Nothing. That is why you have to very carefully select in which instrument you are investing. Right? So that is the basic purpose. Now, the nature of investment. What could be the type of investment? Nature. What kind of investment you can make? Investment management. There is no definite definition for the investment management as such, but you can say that it is a process of making the decisions about the investment. That is the investment management. It is the process by means of which individual can make the decision about his investment. Definitely, it involves the researching, selecting, and monitoring of portfolio of the assets that matches the investor's goal, risk profile, and time frame also. Three things are very important. What is your goal of investment? Okay. What are the risk profile? What is your risk profile? Are you risk averse? Or you doesn't want to take a risk? Or risk appetite? You can very well take the risk also. So you have to choose between this. High risky portfolios you should avoid. Very high risky. No doubt, there is a, what you can say, the high risk is always come with the high returns. But it should not happen along with the high returns. There is a danger of company or the investment investor company is getting into liquidation also. And time, at what time you should invest, that is also most important, right? Therefore, the nature of investment is based on the investment objective of the investor, what objective we have seen discussed. And investment can imbibe certain nature based on the goals of the investor. Now, many people think that during the year I will make only once the investment. That is called one-time investment. So this involves the invest once in a year and forget. After 5 years, he will see that now my money, whether it is grown or not, that I have to see. But if it is a bank FD, then definitely it would have been given a return, but not to the extent what he is thinking. By when he invested, he would have been invested in some debentures or invested in share market or investment in mutual funds. So, because in these areas, the regularly you have to invest and also play. Whereas in the bank FDs, once you make the investment and forget it, after at the time of maturity only, you can see and get your funds or get your returns on the investment at maturity. Now, coming down to another point, that is the regular investment. One-time investment, that means one time he can put that amount or invest that amount and keep quiet. Regular investment, depending upon the source of income, if he every month or every 3 months or every 6 months, if one is trying to invest and build a corpus, then it is called as a regular investment. This is one-time investment, regular investment. Now, short-term investment and long-term investment. Short-term investment, it means investment which is made between 3 to 5 years to mature, is a short-term investment. And long-term means beyond 5 years, if you are making the investment and you are receiving the returns after 5 years, that is called long-term investment, right? Now, in our country, these are some of the avenues or the type of investments which is available to you. One is a stock. Stock means equity. Okay? Then certificate of deposit. Then bonds, real estate, fixed deposit, mutual fund, public provident fund, and national pension scheme, that is NPS. These are the some of the avenues immediately available for you for the investment purpose. Right? One by one, we will have a small review on this each and every component which is mentioned here. Now, investment opportunities. There are three important characteristic features of the investment. One is a return, second one is a risk, and third one is a liquidity. That initial stage only I told. Return means the likely or potential returns which are possible from the assets or investment amount invested in assets. Then risk. There are variability of the return of the assets from the chances of its value going up and down. That is the risk. Stock market. Today, if you invest, say, 1,000 rupees and took 10 shares of one company, today you took at, say, 100 rupees, right? And tomorrow or next week, you will see that share has gone up to 200 rupees. timely, you have to encash that opportunity. But immediate, but you miss that opportunity and you go to the next week. You see in the very subsequent next week that 100 rupees shares of 100 has come down to 75 rupees. There is a loss. So timely decision, calculating risk yourself will enhance the possibility of getting proper returns on the investment. Then liquidity. Liquidity is with which an assets can converted into cash. When assets can be or investment can be converted into cash. Whenever I am referring assets, that means when you are acquiring the assets, it means you are investing. Assets is nothing but an investment. Okay. Now suppose you have invested in house and you rented out that house. So on one side, your surplus fund, you purchased a house and in return, every month you are getting some funds. And if you want your immediate need to be accomplished in little bit on larger side, you have an opportunity to sell it because prices have almost gone high, or it might prices might have gone a little bit on higher side and you can earn the profit out of it. That is the liquidity, when you will get the funds of your investment, right? For example, if you keep the amount for 3 years in fixed deposit with the bank, after three years you will get those funds along with the returns. But that is a definite median time investment, medium type of investment, 3 to 5 years, right? And in saving, if it is there, immediately, as and when you wish, you can put the deposit into savings account. As and when you require, you can take it out, spend it. So saving liquidity on higher side, but term deposit liquidity on little bit on longer side. So liquidity is the immediate requirement or in assets can be converted into cash. Okay, so these are the three types of the three features, characteristic features of investment. Now, based on this risk, return and liquidity factors, each investor has to select an investment that matches with his objectives. Objectives we have seen. We know the portfolio investments area available, and then where to invest, taking into consideration risk parameters, then returns, what he is getting, and whether it will be immediately he will be getting immediate liquidity or limited assets can be converted into cash or not, that is to be seen. The household sectors in our country can be differentiated in terms of the currency, fixed and saving instruments, such as deposit, insurance, provident fund, etc., and small saving. Security market investment, though through the mutual funds and the government securities. And fourth one is other direct corporate investment. Now, let us understand investment avenues. There are many investment avenues available to investors in our country. Some of them are marketable and liquid, while some are non-marketable also. Now, some of them are highly risky and some of the avenues are almost riskless. So the investor must choose a proper avenue from them depending upon its need, his need, his risk preference, risk appetite or risk averse, and expected return he has to take into consideration. So, based on that, there are certain instruments in our country have been tabulated here. The corporate securities, which consist of equity shares, preference shares, debenture bonds, GDR and ADR, that is Global Depository Receipt and American Depository Receipts. I'll explain that what it is. And warrants. Similar manner, post office and the deposits and other certificates, it consists of LIC policies, provident fund policies, government of India and semi-government securities, mutual fund scheme, real estate and derivatives. These are some of the avenues for the investment. Now let us see and understand one by one what is corporate securities. The big name is there, corporate securities. Corporate securities means a joint stock company, or it can say that public limited company or private sector issues the corporate securities. These securities consist of shares, preference shares and debentures. Now what is shares? Equity shares is nothing but when you invest, you will be the owner of company. When debenture, when the company you invest in debentures and company issues the debenture certificate, then at that time you are giving loan to the company, that is debenture, right? And preference share, that will be sitting in between the shares and debentures. That means the quality, part qualities of the shares and part qualities of debentures are there for preference share. So equity shares have a variable dividend, because when you invest in equity shares, company will give you a dividend payout, and that dividend will be declared every year, provided if the company has got the profit. If company is not getting the profit, then perhaps no dividend will be declared and your investment in equity will remain as it is. That is why it is called as a high risk and high return category. Preference shares and the debentures have fixed returns, because when you are giving a loan to the company by way of debentures, company with a fixed rate will give you an interest, and that interest is nothing but it is a return on your fixed investment in debentures. The both factors are very important to determine whether to invest in share or securities. Deep study is very much required. Now, little bit more about the equity share. The equity share, investment in share, means investor basically buy the ownership of the right, that is what I said, to the company. Okay. When the company makes the profit, shareholders receive their shares from the dividend. Shareholders receive dividend declared by the company on that. In addition, when company performs well and the future expectation from the company is very high, the price of the company shares goes up in the market. Price of the company shares go up into the market, that is stock market, right? This allows shareholders to sell their shares at that point of time and earn the profit, leading to the capital gain. But you have to capture that opportunity immediately.